Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, taking a look at the Extension Garden Calendar as we work our way well into the month of June. If you've been out mowing a little bit because of some recent rains, a good reminder that this time of year is a good time to raise the height on your mower blade, as grass is growing a little bit slower this time of year and you don't want to damage it. Grass also needs the additional shade provided by taller turf to help it get through the heat of summer. Other things on the calendar towards mid-June, make sure to remove your spent blooms on geraniums and marigolds. This is a good time of year to plant ground covers in any shady areas where you're having trouble getting grass to grow this time of year. And with the 15th coming up on Friday, marking the middle of the month of June, also a good reminder that around the middle of June is when we recommend that we stop harvesting our rhubarb and asparagus to allow it to get set up and get a good root system developed so it can overwinter and come back with a strong crop the following year. Another thing on our June calendar is make sure to mulch the garden to conserve moisture and control weeds. So if you're looking to do some mulching this summer, we have a few tips for you to consider. First of all, obviously, other than the look and control of weeds, mulches have many other benefits as well. They help control annual weeds and conserve soil moisture. They also reduce soil erosion by reducing the impact of raindrops and water runoff. Mulches can also help reduce the severity of some diseases, such as blights on tomatoes, by decreasing the amount of raindrop splash from the soil directly onto those plants. They'll help keep fruits, vegetables, and flowers free of the rain-splattered soil that can cause many diseases, and they'll also reduce fruit and vegetable spoilage by helping control the amount of moisture on plants. Organic mulches also moderate soil temperatures to help protect from the heats we're going to see later, probably in July and August. During hot summer months, they help maintain that cooler soil temperature and also provide an attractive background for landscape plantings. And of course, with the variable rainfall we've been having this year, mulches help conserve moisture in the soil longer so it's more available to the plants. If you're looking to mulch in your vegetable garden, lawn clippings, straw, and leaves all make excellent mulches for a vegetable garden. If you're using lawn clippings, make sure you allow them to dry well before applying them to the garden, as a thick layer of fresh lawn clippings may get hot and produce an unpleasant odor. Another thing to keep in mind, if your lawn has been treated with a broadleaf herbicide recently, don't use lawn clippings on your vegetable garden until the lawn has been mowed at least two or three times after the application to avoid any residual herbicide getting in your vegetable garden. If you're using straw, you want to make sure it is free of any crop and weed seed. Good materials include wheat, oat, soybean, and switchgrass, and many other commercially available straws. If you're using leaves to mulch the vegetable garden, they should be shredded or composted before they're applied as mulched. This will help them avoid being blown away by the wind. Whatever material you're using, a depth of 2 to 4 inches is appropriate when you're applying that material to your vegetable garden as a mulch. Another option you can use in your vegetable garden to help control weeds is newspapers. You can either use shredded newspapers or whole sheets. You do not have to worry about ink leaching into the vegetables, as most newspapers use organic inks. And when you're using newspaper sheets, make sure you place a layer or two or three sheets between plant rows in the garden and water the sheets so they stick together and to the soil surface. Don't just set the dry newspaper out there. It will blow away. Once you get the wetted down sheets placed in the rows between the rows in your garden, place a layer of dry grass clippings, shredded leaves, or straws over the newspaper. So that newspaper just adds sort of an extra layer of insulation to make sure that the weeds cannot get through. If you have raspberries or other brambles that you're planting, mulching materials that work well for these include straw, shredded leaves, lawn clippings, crushed corn cobs, sawdust, or wood chips. The depth of the mulch will depend on the material. If you have very fine materials such as sawdust, you can use about 3 to 4 inches of mulch. If you have a very fluffy, airy material, such as straw, you want to go up to about 8 to 10 inches of depth on your mulch. Mulch does gradually decompose, so you'll need to apply additional material each year and avoid mulching in poorly drained soils because this can encourage root diseases if the moisture cannot evaporate out very quickly. And finally, if you're looking to mulch your perennial flower bed, excellent mulching materials include shredded bark and wood chips. These, of course, are widely available commercially. They're also very attractive and long-lasting, so again, you'll have to add a little bit more each year into your perennial flower beds. You can also use shredded leaves, dry grass clippings, or pine needles. In perennial flower beds, you want to put about 2 to 3 inches of mulch around the perennials, but make sure you do not cover the center of the plant or the crown with any sort of mulching material. For more information on yard and garden or other topics you may have need to know about, stop by the Cass County Extension office, give us a call at 243-1132, or visit us online at the Cass County Extension Office website. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.